The Mishnah brought down that they didn't tie down the Kom Tomit, Lohayu Kaifsin. They didn't tie down the Tomit. There's a Shailin the Rishonim. When it says they didn't tie down the Tomit, what does it mean exactly? The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos takes a whole different approach. He holds that they didn't tie it at all, they held it. If you look in the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayos. But the Gemara seems to read that they did tie it down, they just didn't tie all the four legs together, the front and the back, individually. Front and back tied on both sides. Not all four together. They didn't tie the animal all four together. So the Gemara says like this. Tana Yad Voregel. You do Yad Voregel. So say again, according to most of Rishonim, that means they tied the front, one front leg with one rear leg. Kakedas Yitzchok ben Avraham. Similar to what Avraham did with Yitzchok. So the Gaon, and many explain, this is to be maskiz chus of Akedas Yitzchok. At the same time, you might as well get the chus of Akedas Yitzchok. So that's what the Gaon says. According to the Gaon, you have to know what the Gemara's question is. The Gemara says, lo yukayfzin azatleh my taina. He just said why. According to the Gaon, the reason why they tied the legs in that way was lahaskil Akedas Yitzchok ben Avraham. So what's the Gemara's question? Why not? Why lo yukayfzin? Lo yukayfzin. Right? We already said why. He said lahaskil Akedas Yitzchok ben Avraham. So the Gemara gives two separate reasons. The Gemara says, "My time, Ravun of Rav Chizde, Charam Amishim Bizayin Kachim." One says it's a Bizayin Kachim. Unclear what the Bizayin Kachim is. The Ravid over here in his Pirish says that the Bizayin Kachim is the fact that all four legs are tied together. The animal's completely paralyzed from doing any movement. It's kemes. There's an appearance of death. It's like it's a dead animal. Like you're shechting a dead animal. That's the Bizayin Kachim, according to the Ravid. Because the Gemara is very unclear. What's the Bizayin Kachim? One says it's Bizayin Kachim, to do it that way, to tie all four together. Because it's Chukas Hagoy. My Benayu, Ike Benayu, the Kafsi Bishiroye. If you tied it with silk, inami b'chute d'dave, so then it would be mutter. If you used the gold thread or you used silk, then it would be mutter. What does the Gemara mean? That if it's bizayin kachim, then by doing this, it's not bizayin kachim. Right? And if it's chukas agoy, then you still have a problem with chukas agoy. That's what the Gemara means. Now, according to the Ravid, that the Bizayin Kachim is that it's like a dead animal, because it's paralyzed. You make no nafka mina. What's the chiluk if you tie it with gold, or you tie it with silver, where you tie it? It's the state of the animal that's the problem, according to the Ravid. The Ravid says that's the Bizayin Kachim. He says, I don't know what the Bizayin Kachim is. He says, maybe the only thing I could come up with is if all four legs are tied together, it's like a mace. That's the problem. What do you mean? Also what? No, but there was just Yad V'Regel. That's cool what the Gemara is saying. That's what the Gemara is saying. So really, there's a smaller problem. The bigger problem here is the Chukas Hagoy. Because Chukas Hagoy, L'Chaira, is not applicable here at all. Chukas Hagoy, it's a big machlokes Rishonim what Chukas Hagoy is. What's the issue of Chukas Hagoy? Rav the Rishonim understand Leisochu b'Chukas Hagoy means you're not allowed to do things. You know, the Chassidim go all the way with this. One of the reasons for the Chassidish garb is for this reason, Leisochu b'Chukas Hagoy. They actually button their clothing not the way that they go actually from right to left, not from left to right. Right? The way they, if you look at the pagodim, it's all, the hat will be, you know, something will be up backwards. Dafka, there's also Kabbalistic reasons. The Rebbes used to say that the Yamin has to be Mizgaber over the smoil when you button, you know. But the main reason they had was Chukas Hagoy. That was the main reason they had Chukas Hagoy. We're generally not noyed this way, right? We wear regular clothing, so what's called Chukas Hagoy? Some people think, well, a haircut is Chukas Hagoy, is your haircut, or a guy is this, or a guy is your style. We're not noyed that way, right? Roish Tfutzas Yisrael are not makbid, that they have to have their own style to dress differently, to be dominant. We have halachas how to dress. That's Hilchas Tznius. We don't dafka make shinuyim. And the reason for that is very simple. Because there's a Shita Samarik. Marik says, Aloysocho b'chukas hagoy is only if you're doing something with no reason. Basically, the goyim do something that makes no sense. And now you're doing it to be similar to them. The only explanation why you would do something which makes no sense is lizdama is lagoy. Then there's isul isachu b'chukas hagoy. But if there's a svara why you're doing it, and that's why it's called chukas. Chukas means no reason. So the isul is to do a maisa which its function and purpose is to be similar to goy. That's the famous shiloh with the shvuas now, with the trees, right? We, the minig Yisrael, to bring trees into Bate Midrashas. The Gaon was against the minig. So many of the proponents of the minig said that the reason why it's not a problem, the Ramo Paskins, you do it, is because it's a Milsa B'taima. They do it because it's Har Sinai and because Peres Elon and all the reasons why we do it. And therefore, it's not a problem of Sechu B'chukas Agoy. I had many years ago my first graduating class in the yeshiva. The boys wanted to wear caps and gowns. That minig is buckled. Today everybody comes with their hats and jackets and make a seam. It's very far from to see him at graduation now. It's mamish. It's there's no remes of any kind of. But the first year, the guys wanted to walk down, you know, with the music, the caps and gowns. So I learned from Rabbi Yankev Zatzal, you don't fight over Narishkeit. They say, well, was I? So one of the Rabbi Mishina came to me and said, why is it probably so chukas hagoy? That was his guy. So I was going to tell him he would have to take off his suit. Because his suit was a goyish suit, an Italian suit or whatever it was. So I showed him a Ramor. The Ramor Paskins like this Marik, and the Ramor actually brings down graduation. In Darkei Moshe Yeredeyeh, he says it used to be in certain universities. When you reached a certain level, chokhmah, you would wear a certain kind of hat. So it seems this was an old minik. And he says, it's not a problem, because it's a svara. You're doing it for a reason. You want to illustrate that you reached a certain level of chokhmah. There's no problem of oisocha b'chukas hagoy. No problem of oisocha b'chukas hagoy. And that's the kach minik kol Yisrael. And that's the way we pass in halacha l'maaseh. So comes out the oisocha b'chukas hagoy is only when you're doing something with the sole purpose to be doing with the goyim. That's the purpose of it. There's no other explanation. Right? Or you'll do the taz as machadish in Arachayim, that once wearing a yarmulke became the shtempel of a Jew. Even though it started as a minik to wear a yarmulke. According to Roiv the Rishonim, wearing a yarmulke started as a minik. Right? The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim says, Noyegim gedoyle deirenu. That they all don't walk around at all with any kind of, at any time without their heads covered. The Gemara is mashmaka. Tasi li, the Gemara says in Shabbos, that I don't go Dalet Amos without my head uncovered. So it sounds like it was a mila, wasn't everybody. It was a mila to go like that. But the Taz is machadish, the Chido actually is medayik. I always tell this to Talmidim, he's medayik, that to walk around like a snob, like a balgaiva, is more of an issur than a yarmulke. Because in Shulchan Aruch, in the beginning, in Hilchos Hanhogas Adam Baboykeh, Shulchan Aruch brings down the two halachas. You shouldn't walk around like a balgaiva, and you shouldn't go without your head covered. The Shulchan Aruch reads like this. Shulchan Aruch says, Osur leilech pekumas kufa. You're not allowed to walk around like a balgaiva. V'lo yeilech tal ramas pekilagosh. Don't say osur. So the Chidah says that there's more of an issa to go with a kumas kufa than gilagosh. So the Taz over there, the Taz is machadash, that now that it became a stempel, it became a seal of how a Jew looks. Now, if you remove it, it's like selchum chutz. It's almost like you're doing something actively to be doyim to goyim. That's a chiddush for the Taz. Over here in our Gemara, what's like selchum chutz agoy? There's no shaychus to selchum chutz agoy. Over here, they're tying it down to shechtet. Ein lachotam godol mizeh. And mistam, I could only assume that if all four legs are tied together, it's easier to shecht the behemoth. The whole reason why, the Ravid is saying that the reason why not to do it, b'zoyin kachim, is because it looks dead. It's paralyzed. Well, for shechita, it's very practical that it should be paralyzed. Right? So to tie all four legs together, ein l'cho svachuk de l'mizu. So what's the problem with shechuk b'chuk is agon? That's a problem here in the sugya. To me, that's the biggest problem. It was appellate by me that this sugya wasn't brought as a kasha on the way we paskin. Because we paskin the shechuk b'chuk is agoy. Is only by something that's being done without a tam, with the sole purpose to be doing it to the goyim. So I was thinking that, and this would answer perhaps other sugyas, and maybe this is pshat in the Gaon. The Gaon was only made his objection on shuls. That means he didn't say he can't bring flowers in the house, in the shuls. So I was thinking perhaps he could say like this. There are two potential dinim of loyselchu b'chukas hagoy. Loyselchu b'chukas hagoy is found in the Rambam in Hilchos Avodas Kechavim. So part of it is hachoka from Avodah Zorah itself, idol worship. And part of it is this other thing, you're doing things just lizdamis l'goyim. You could say, Abazeh, we find in Hilchos Avodah Zorah, right? That anything which is avodas pnim is automatically avodah zorah. That means if you go and you do something to an avodah zorah, which is something that's done in the Beis HaMikdash, that's also avodah zorah. Normally, the avodah zorah has to be derech avodasa, the way you worship this particular avodah zorah. But if it's kein avodas pnim, if you do something which is like avodah Beis HaMikdash, why? Because that's part of loy zishtacha v'leilacha. So the ultimate, the avodas pnim, mirrors your ultimate avodas Hashem, afukei avodas akum. So you could say like this, the isra of loyselchu in Beis HaMikdash, right? That's a din in avoda. You can't do an avoda in Beis HaMikdash, came the way the goyim do avoda, that would be mamish a geder of a chokah from avodah zorah itself. And in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not enough to say, I have a reason why I'm doing it. That would explain why the Vilna Gaon's kapeda was only in the shul. It answers, because they all ask on the Vilna Gaon, the kashas, all these kashas. What's his problem, the shvuas? The emes is to do it in the house, without a kapeda. But in the shul, then you have a problem, Amish of Derech HaVodah Zorah. And then it's a whole different level. I think that's probably the most mistavodik way to learn our sugya. That was the problem here. And that's why our sugya has nothing to do with the regular Lesochu B'chukas HaGoy, to be doyim at the goyim, how they dress, how they look. That is only us if you're doing it with the sole intention for that purpose. Zok Tigimo Vaito. Tanan Osam Asor Shulchan Seyyid B'Mikdush. There were 10 tables. Shmoyne Shashash Pesim L'Chaim. 8 of them were made out of marble. Shaleim Adichim Zakabayim. That was made for the cleaning out the intestines of the korbanos, b'marav, there are two beis b'marav, there are two on the eastern, on the western side of the kevesh, echad shel shayish, one was marble, echad shel kesef, shayish noisim seivorim, they put it there, v'al shel kesef, klei sholes. U'b'ulam, shnayim mibifnim, two of them inside the ulam, al pesach abayis coming into the hechal, echad shel shayish, echad shel zov, they put the bread as they were going to deliver the bread inside onto the table. They would place it on the marble table. This is a new din of Ma'alim Bakodesh. This also follows what I just was saying, that there's a din, there's a separate Ma'alim Bakodesh in Beis HaMikdash, which is not doyma to the Ma'alim Bakodesh of Bachutz. See, Ma'alim Bakodesh of Bachutz is a din in the Cheftza. And Ma'alim Bakodesh in Beis HaMikdash is a din in the Gav. In other words, when we talk about Ma'alim Bakodesh in Kol HaShas, not to make from a Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzahs, right? Not to take from a mezuzah and make it a chumash, right? That kind of halacha. You can't take the cover of the bima and use it for stama, a cover for stama svarim. Right? That's a din in the object. Once the object reaches a certain level of kedusha, you're not allowed to degrade it. You're not allowed to make it a lower level of kedusha. That's the halacha. And that's why some hold, even nothing is better. There's a whole chevel apoyskim that hold. Do nothing with it. Because mezuzah, we discussed the shayla, and halacha. By mezuzah, you're supposed to label each mezuzah where it came from. So some people mistakenly think that it's a din, you have to have the mezuzah on the same door. That's not the reason. The reason is because you have doors that are chayiv midaraisa mezuzah. You have doors that are chayiv midarabona mezuzah. You have doors that suffic if it's chayiv at all. There's no doors at all. Machlek is if it's chayiv and mezuzah. If you have a door frame on one side, so if the door frame is on the right, then it's a machlokes rishon. If it's only on the left, it's potter from mezuzah. In other words, if you walk into a room and it protrudes out only on the left, potter from mezuzah. If it protrudes on the right, so you have a place to put the mezuzah, but it doesn't have two mezuzahs. You have that a lot. You walk into a room, one side is smooth and the other side is protruding. So if it's on the right, it's a machlokes Rambam Rosh. It's chayiv and mezuzah. So we put one on without a broch. That's the minhag Yisrael. We put a mezuzah on. So lemaise, when you give the mezuzah, take them off to be checked, the reason you label it is because you're not allowed to take a mezuzah that was used on a drabonan door and put on a deraisa door and lower it to the drabonan. Right? It's nice that you took the drabonan and moved it up, but you're not allowed to. It's a merib. What do you do if they got mixed up? This happens a lot. Guy gives you back, I don't know which was which. Yeah. Are you allowed to put any of them on any questionable doors? Right? Some hold, you can only take all of them, only use the ones that you could put back on a door that's vadai, not compromising what it was on before. So if any door does not, if you had no doorway, no doors, or single sided mezuzahs, you can't put any of the mezuzahs on them because you're meridin, you're lowering it. Some argue to say that you have to try to find, of course, a place to put them with. But while it's waiting, instead of it sitting in the drawer, that's the biggest meridin. Why leave it in the drawer? So better use it for some doorway, right? But it's a machlekes. Some hold. You cannot take a mezuzah. It's better it should sit in the drawer than put it on a door that's not chayiv on the level that it was before. So then in the cheftza, you're now at a lower the kedusha. Now that's zicha true. I'm just telling you, that's zicha true to some degree. The tefillin shabolo, sefer Torah shabolo. You're not allowed to make a mezuzah. There, you're not able to use the sefer Torah anymore as a sefer Torah. Sefer Torah got ruined. You can't. It's gone. It's either you do Gemiza, you bury it, or you take out the parashias and use them for mezuzahs for other things. Right? You're not allowed to do that. So l'chayr, that's a raya, that better let it be dormant. Right? I l'maisa came out not like this. I came out l'alocha by mezuzahs. Don't put them in the drawers. Don't put it in the drawers. Better use it than to put it in the drawers. Right? So you're storing it, instead of storing it in the drawer, you're storing it on the door. But l'chayra, the whole sugi and Megillah is a raya, not like what I'm saying. Because the sugi and Megillah, you're going to bury it in the ground. Sefer Torah got ruined, you're not going to be able to use the Sefer Torah anymore. Better bury it than take a pouch and use it for mezuzah. What's the difference? The difference is simple. By mezuzah, it's only a compromise meridin. Because you're not changing the cheft to the mezuzah. When I take the mezuzah and I put it on the door, okay, it's not now only a mezuzah for the rabbonin, else the cheft. it's a mezuzah that's fulfilling a rabbinical obligation, but it's a deraisa dika mezuzah. It hasn't been downgraded from what the heftzah is. The heftzah is a mezuzah. It's a mezuzah deraisa that could be used on deraisa door. Right now I'm using it to be moitzi the rabbana. I haven't taken away its potential from what it was before. And memela, that's the reason why I hold it's better to put it on a door than to put it in a drawer. By Sefer Torah, if you cut out that piece of parchment and you make it now into a mezuzah, you're changing the heft to what it is. Till now, this was a Sefer Torah. Now you're changing it into a heft to show mezuzah. For that, you can't do Bishon Panavoyv. Right? But all the Milan B'Kodesh Meiridin in Shas is always in the heft. It's never on the gavra. Never on the gavra. Meaning, I can do, not only I could, but there's, it's the opposite. Normally we say that Mukdish comes before. If I as a gavra have a choice to do this mitzvah and that mitzvah, I do the more Kaddish mitzvah first before the other mitzvah. Don't say Milam B'Kaddish V'Lemarin. Milam B'Kaddish V'Lemarin is only in the Heftzah. That's why Kohen Gadol can't make him into Kohen Hedit. Because it's in the Heftzah. You're taking the Kohen Gadol. You're downgrading him to be a Heftzah Kohen Hedit. But out to Gavre, there's no din on me that I have to do the lower level mitzvah and then go up to the higher level mitzvah. Out to Gavre. It's never like that. Never. It's never the rule. Here, the Gemara is being Mechadish, a new kind of Milam B'Kodesh V'Lo Marid. That I, as a Gavre, have a mitzvah that when I put the lechem upon him, I should put on this kind of table, and then I should put on a more expensive table. What? There's no. What's the yachas here? What's heftz? There's no heftz. There's no heftz. It's all gavre, right? I'm not being mekadesh the table. I'm not being mekadesh the bread. It's just how I'm being noyeg. How much covered I'm giving the lechem. That's really what it is. How much kavod I'm giving the lechem upon it, right? So the Gemara says that there's a dinya of milam by kodesh ulamim. That's the reason. So I'm telling you, we find this a lot in the Beis Hamikdash, because we find that the Rishonim even talk about pouring. They used to fill up the water for Simcha Beis Sheva. They filled it up in a gold kli, and then they poured it down the pipe of the mizbeach, right? And the pipe in the mizbech was made out of silver. So they ask Akasha, Moiridim. Right, it's a little interesting. You're pouring it from a gold keli into a silver keli. There's no hoirada on the chefze. Mitzad you're using gold for this, you're using silver for that. There's no Moiridim. Does not match the Milan B'Kodesh Moiridim of Gan Shas. So I wanted to say, there's a separate halacha, just like Leisocha B'chukas HaGoy. It's different based on Minyan. The same halacha applies, Ma'ilu Makoyish, B'veis Olekim Nahalich B'rogash, where we have, in Beis HaMikdash, you have to inspire yourself. Memeila, the Ma'ilu Makoyish is in the Gavra too. So over there, even where Mitzad the Heftzah, you're not lowering any level of Kaddish. But Mitzad yourself, you should be going up. You should always be going up in the Beis HaMikdash. In the covet you're giving to the Beis HaMikdash. That's the din of the Gavra. Only in the Beis HaMikdash. In Kol HaTerekula, it's all objective. It's always on the object. And the only time it's on the person is where the person is the object, like the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedit. Because I'm the Heftze. Or the Gon is Mechadish and Uchas Tefillin. You put on talus, and then you put on Tefillin, Ma'ilam B'Kodesh. So the Gon there says, because that gives Kedusha to you. Where you become the, it's like Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedit. But otherwise, you don't find this. So this dafka din in Beis HaMikdash. This halacha that the Gemara is saying, this type of Milan B'Kodesh is only in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara says, so that's why they had the silver one, they had the shy one going in, and they had the gold coming out. The gold coming out is because the lechem aponim was already on the Shulchan Azor, so you don't want to take it from the gold table. Put on a lower level. Says the Gemara, Echad Shazav Ivnim, Shalav Lechem Aparam Tomet. So all together there's 10 tables. Michti, Einan Yismok Mashirus. Beis Hamikdash has to have wealth. Amai Avdi Deshayish, why was there marble at all? All of them should be gold. Never the Kesef, or it is all. So the Gemara Amar Avchinene B'Shem Rav Asir, Rav Asir B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Mimnei Shomar Siach. It ruins the bread. It ruins the bread, it gets hot. It heats the bread, and the bread won't get ruined. That's why they didn't want to put the hot bread on a metal table. Okay. Zok the Gemara, Shal Shachar Hoyo Nishrat Al Kerem Svoinis Marovis. Mino Ani Mile. Says the Gemara, how do we know this? How do we know that they did it on the eastern side, on the western side of the corner of the Mizbech, western northern western side? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Kho, Shnayim Layoim Kineger Hayoim. Tanya Bahoche, Shnayim Layoim Kineger Hayoim. Atoim Kineger Hayoim Ayin Olachayvus Hayoim. Kshoim Zakevus Achatasa Baboy, Kevus Akevushim Zamir, Achayvus Hayoim Omo. Why the Torah use the word Hayoim? Homani Mekayim Shnayim Layoim Neged Hayoim. So the korban was shechted parallel to where the sun is shining. So in the morning, the sun's on the east, shining on the west. So they shechted on the western corner. And in the afternoon, the sun was on the west, shining east. They did it on the eastern corner. Let's talk about that. So this lachar is all deraisa. This is all their reis, l'chor. This Gemara is all their reis. Tom shel shachar nishkan tzvoinis marovis al tabash near on the second ring. Shel ben abayim nishchad al kerem tzvoinis mizrachus on the northern eastern side of the mizbeach al tabash near. Now the Rambam comes, he brings down this halacha that the korban tom shel shachar was shechted on the western side of the mizbeach. Korban tom shel ben abayim was shechted on the eastern side of the Mizbech. L'chayra, it would be a paslus, an avoida, potential paslus. You could say by kachim, kol mokum sholishon ha-kosav is any ma'akev. L'chayra would be a paslus, for sure an isa de reise, to shecht the korban on the opposite side. But the Rambam comes down, he brings down the halacha, in Ilchus, in Perek Aleph, halacha Yud Aleph. We'll get to the Rambam, if the Rambam is the room to look up, but I'll just read you this Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. Tomei Shel Shachar Nishchat Al Kerem Marovi Shel Be... It's shechted on the western corner. V'shel Bein Arbayim Al Kerem Mizrochis. Says the Rambam, like our Gemara. And the Bein Arbayim called the afternoon Tomei, was shechted on the east side of the Mizbech. Says the Rambam, the Heilu Divrei Kabbalah. Says the Rambam, this is all divrei kabbalah. Meaning, this is not a psukim. They had a kabbalah to do it this way. So everybody's masik on the Rambam. Kabbalah, what are you talking about? A kabbalah. This is meikar halacha. This is a psukim. The Gemara says, the fact that you have to bring two korbanos every day, we already learn how to psukim. You don't need the pasuk, shnayim layoim. It already says, says the Gemara, Shnayim Layoim is extra. So Shnayim Layoim teaches you Kenegarayim. Kenegarayim. That's the Gemara. Kenegarayim. It's Mami Shapel on the Rambam. The Rambam now is saying, you know, it's not even a pasuk, it's not a deraisa. They had a Kabbalah to do it this way. What? No. He says this whole thing is divrei kabbalah. Comes the Nezer HaKadosh, Rav Rosen Zecher Tzadik Levrach, over here in the Sefer Nezer HaKadosh. And he says, he doesn't understand the Rambam. Ubehemes tomua divrei HaRambam. Sharei eich kosov HaRambam shein divrei kabbalah. V'hu nilmad mikro b'sug yoseinu shnayim layoim d'bein on keneged HaShemesh. He's the first one to be murdered, this kasha. It's surprising. The noise of Caleb, nobody has the kasha on Rambam. Yeah. The Rambam says, this din is only divrei kabbalah. There's no psukim, there's no bias, nothing. He says a teretz, I don't understand this teretz. Very strange teretz. He says, "V'anochem ufi ani izdaiti." He says, "The shnayim layoim yesh lafarish b'shtei drachim." He says, "There's two ways you could explain shnayim layoim. One is that it should be where the sun is. It's the opposite of our Gemara. Tomash shel shachar should be on the east side of Mizbech, where the sun rises. Tomash shel ben habayim should be on the west side of Mizbech, where the sun sets." The Gemara is learning parallel. That part is divrei Kabbalah. That's what he wants to say. He says, "Lochein nira the yesh lefarish shnayim layoim sheumul shemesh mamish. Da'ainu shetei shchita de shachris b'mizrich u'tomash shel ben habayim b'marav." How does the Gemara here in Talmud know that it's parallel to the sun? Maybe it's... No, how do you know it's angled from the sun? Maybe it's exactly parallel from where the sun goes up. That's his kasha. So he says, that's the Rei Kabbalah. To me, it's a pelah de kapis. I mean, any droshes chazal, you could dissect any droshes chazal and say, how do you know Darshan? But we don't call a Droshes Chazal Divrei Kabbalah. You don't call it that. Right? Because there'd be another way to Darshan the Pesukim. How did Chazal know to Darshan the Pesukim like that? You could say every Drosh is Divrei Kabbalah. Every Drosh is not a Pesuk. So this Pshat is very difficult. But it's clear in the Rambam that the Rambam knows that this din of Shlaim Layoim is not a Daraisi. The din that you should Shech the Talmud on the is not learned out of Pesukim. It's Divrei Kabbalah. So the question is, what is the Pshat? That's why I really wanted the Olim to look up this Rambam in Perek Aleph. In Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph and Beis.
So what pasuk says east or west? Is there a pasuk that says?
The Gemara brings a pasuk, Shnayim Layoim. It already says, "Asakev zechatasa baboyker, asakev zechatasa berabayim." So the Torah didn't have to say Shnayim Layoim. That's what our Gemara says. Shnayim Layoim is extra. It already says, "Asakev zechatasa baboyker." So Shnayim Layoim is extra. So that pasuk is only coming to teach you which side of the mizbeach the shech to come to.
Simple. West or east?
Huh?
But the pasuk doesn't say west or east. One.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, he's telling us, the pasuk is telling us the walker is...
Keneged hayoyim. The drasha of the chazal is that the korban should be shechted keneged hayoyim. That's the Gemara. So I want to tell you a pshat, and I think it's really relatively pashut. I think that could be the pshat here in the Rambam. There's really two ways to view the mitzvah of the Talmud every day. The tmidim. One way to learn this, the Shagas Aryeh has the same shaylin uchus krishma in tefillin. There's a shaylin in really in kol haTorah kulo when the Torah gives you redundant mitzvahs. Is it two mitzvahs? Is it one mitzvah? Tefillin shel yad, tefillin shel reish is a shaylin rishonim to count it as one mitzvah to put on two boxes, or it's two separate mitzvahs. By hilchus krishma, Shagas Aryeh talks about it as well. Is it one mitzvah? Is it two mitzvahs? Because the Kesef Mishnah is Mechadish and Uchas Krishma. I was just giving Shema this Lab is Man Krishma. Kesef Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, just like Krishma Shalarvis is the whole night, Krishma Shalarvis is the whole night, Midaraisa. Krishma Shalshachris is all day, Midaraisa. That means the shear of Gimel Shois of 3 hours in the day, according to the Kesef Mishnah, is the Rabbonah. This Kesef Mishnah is a Yeshiva Bacha's dream. The whole din of Zman Krishma, according to the Kesef Mishnah, Ali b'Darambam is the Rabbona. Again, most of the Rishonim clearly hold as the Reis. The truth is that if you think about it logically, it makes a lot of sense. Why? Because just like B'Shach B'cha doesn't mean when the person goes to sleep. As long as people are sleeping, that's called as man shchiva, right? Because 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 5 a.m. are not time that people go to sleep. They're sleeping. But still, it's part of zman shchiva. So zman kima would be logical to say is when people are up. From when they get up, as long as they're up. It says b'shachmacha. Why? When you lie down, not when you're in the lying position. B'shachmacha. It's an active lashon. Why? It doesn't say lina. It doesn't say b'shinascha. If it say b'shinascha, you're right. It doesn't say when you're sleeping. It says b'shachmacha. So the bottom line is, this is how the Kesef Mishnah holds. Kesef Mishnah holds that according to the Rambam, Zman Krishma Midaraisa is the whole day. Midarabanan is a shear of Gimel Shas. Makes a big nafkamina, by the way, Laloch. Because if you learn that Zman Krishma is the Rabbanan, then it's much easier to rely on the Goyen, which most people do. They rely on the Goyen's man, especially in the summertime. If you learn that Krishma is the Raisa, Zman Krishma, then it's much harder to rely on the Gaon when there's so many Rishenim who will not like the Gaon, Tchumas Hadeshim and many others. So, but anyway, the bottom line is, the Kasha they ask on the Kesef Mishnah is that if the Kesef Mishnah is right, so why is Krishma called a mitzvah? Say Shaz Man Gome, Noshim Pturis. It's not like 24 hours a day. Shachris is all day, Ma'ariv is all night. Oh! So the Shagasari, the way to answer this is the Shagasari has a Chakira by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is it one mitzvah? Zechiris Yetzias Mitzrayim? It happens to be Noyeg, you know, by day and by night. So it's 24 hours a day, but it's not 24 hours a day. It's a mitzvah talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim at night, which is a 12-hour mitzvah. Mitzvah talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim by day, which is another 12-hour mitzvah. Each one is man gomer. Because you don't view them as one mitzvah. So if you view Yetzias Mitzrayim as a mitzvah twice a day, once during the night, it's one mitzvah. So it's a 24-hour mitzvah. But if you look at it as a different Chetzer Shel mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah Seishas Man Gromer. And this Mamish Shagasai has a tshuva. That's the way to answer the Kesef Mishnah, Alibed HaRambam, is to say that it's two separate mitzvahs Krishna. One is a Krishna Shel of day, that's a 12-hour mitzvah. When we come to the Talmud, there are two ways to look at the mitzvah's Talmud. One is the Torah gave me a mitzvah to bring one mitzvah, to bring two to meet them every day. It's not a different mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. This one mitzvah is to bring a Talmud in the morning, a Talmud in the afternoon. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is no. There's a mitzvah, Talmud Shel Shachar, that's one mitzvah. This is another mitzvah B, Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim. It's two separate mitzvahs. Each one of these mitzvahs is different. We'll get this in a second. Now, L'chayre, there's a lot of chilukim in halacha, but forget it. I'll tell you a simple chiluk in halacha. Every carbon has to be shechted l'shmo. L'shem what it is. That's a din d'oraisa. If you're going to tell me that Tomei Shel Shachar is one mitzvah, Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim is another mitzvah, then you have to shecht the Tomei Shel Shachar, l'shem Tomei Shel Shachar. You may even have to separate it as a Tomei Shel Shachar. Right? And then, if the mitzvah is in the afternoon, just like all korbanos, right? If you, however, learn that it's one mitzvah, then really, Me'ikar Adin, you would not have to do that. Me'ikar Adin, you could be mafresh to Tmidim. Say, these are my tmidim for the day. They're interchangeable. I don't have to do a l'shem shachar, l'shem tamid, l'shem da'alocha, shnayim layoim, makrif tu kabanas. It's pashut. What I'm telling you now is pashut. Again, if you learn that it's two separate mitzvahs, that it's two separate kabanas, there's a tamid shel shachar, which is one mitzvah, one korban, tamid shel is another korban, then you have to be separated as such. You have to be makrivit as such. If you learn that it's one mitzvah, so the Tomei Shel Shachar is also being only, no, it's being makayim mitzvah, shnayim layoim. It happens to be this is the time that I'm doing it. Now, there's a Yalkut Shemayni that ignores our whole sugi in Tomit. The Yalkut Shemayni on the Pasuk of Tomit, I'll read it to you. Shnayim layoim, listen to this lashon of Yalkut. Shnayim layoim, sheyodea eizen nishchat b'shachris, ve'eizen nishchat bein arbayim. You have to know which one which one you're shechting for Tamid Shal Shachar, and you have to know which one you're shechting for Tamid Shal Ben Abay. Comes out that this Yalkut Shemayni is telling us that there are two mitzvahs. Right? But really, it's the opposite. What this Yalkut Shemayni really is saying is it's one mitzvah. And that's why I need a separate posuk to tell me that you have to be misamen which one you're doing in the morning and do it as such. If it would be two mitzvahs, the Torah wouldn't have to tell it to you. Just like the Torah doesn't have to tell you that the Oilas Tomid is L'Shem the Oilas Tomid and the Musaf is L'Shem Musaf. That's inclusive in the regular L'Shema. What the Yalkut Shemayni is telling us is that really it's one mitzvah. And since it's one mitzvah, be'etzem, you'd be able to interchange them. You'd be able to shech the Tomid Shal Shachar in the afternoon. The one that you put aside is the Tomid Shal Shachar, the Tomid Shal Shachar. It's Tomid. You could do that in the afternoon. You could do the Tomid of the afternoon. In the morning, you don't have to have a mind with shame Tomid Shal Shachar. Says the Yalkut Shemayni, no, that's this extra pasuk. Shnayim layoim, shayim esamein, says the Yalkut Shemayni. Shayidea, is an ishchit b'shachris, is an ishchit b'alv, is a new halacha. So the truth is that this Yalkut Shemayni only works if you learn it's one mitzvah. If you learn it's two mitzvahs, you don't need the pasuk. So I want to say very pasuk. That's the machlekes between the Yalkut Shemayni and this Brysen. The Brysen, Tomid, that has this extra pasuk, Shnayim Layoim, holds that Tomid Shal Shachar is one mitzvah. Tomid Shal Ben Abayim is another mitzvah. So I don't need a pasuk to teach me. Do the Shachris one for Shachris. Just like I don't need a pasuk to tell me, do musaf for musaf. It's two mitzvahs. Tomid Shal Shachar is Shachris mitzvah. So in Leila, the Brysa had an extra pasuk here. Took the pasuk and it said what? Fine, this pasuk is teaching you on the west in the morning and on the east side in the afternoon. Comes, what? That's the Brysa. The Brysa by us is learning. It's two mitzvahs. So therefore, I don't need the pasuk Shnayim Hayayim to tell me designated, it's extra. So Meila is as such. Comes the Rambam is so clear. The Rambam comes here. Mitzvah sa'aseh lahakriv shnei kvosim oilois b'kol yoim. Not a mitzvah sa'aseh to be makriv in the morning and a mitzvah sa'aseh for the afternoon. Mitzvah sa'aseh lahakriv shnei kvosim oilois b'kol yoim. Vehei manikoyim t'midim. They're called t'midim. Then he says, and then he says, the emasize man shchitoson. It's so clear, Haman. The mitzvah is to be makrif to tmidim every day. Where do you put it? So again, what mitzvah are you being makayim in the morning? The mitzvah of shnayim layoim. What mitzvah are you being makayim in the afternoon? Shnayim layoim. So according to the Rambam, you don't yet know that you need lishma on the Tomid Shal Shachar, Tomid Shal Ben Abayim. So the Rambam went with the drasha to Psikta, the Yalkut Shemayni Psikta. Because the Rambam needed the Pasuk Shnayim Oyayim to tell you that has to be designated. You have to shech the Tomid Shal Shachar for Shachar. So Shachar Tomid Shal Shachar Ben Abayim. So Shnayim Oyayim is not extra. Memela, the Rambam said, so how do you talk and know the east and the west? Kabbalah! The Gemara by us holds its two separate mitzvahs. So the drasha to Psikta is not needed. So now we have an extra pasuk. We know you have to do shecht each one individually because it's two mitzvahs. Now we have an extra pasuk. The extra pasuk is used for such. Okay, we'll stop here for now.